This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is the projected winner of the U.S. presidency and stands to be inaugurated on January 20th. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Biden said last night a record number of Americans voted for him.
They want the country to come together, not continue to pull apart.
In a statement after winning the race, he said it's time to put harsh rhetoric and anger in the past, without mentioning President Trump, who has not yet conceded the race. The president was at his Virginia golf club when Biden was named president-elect, becoming the first incumbent to lose the White House in nearly 30 years. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Americans gathered spontaneously on street corners and front lawns, honking their horns, banging pots and pans, and starting impromptu dance parties. As an agonizingly vitriolic election, an exhausting four-day wait for the results came to an end on Saturday morning. Massive celebrations broke out in several cities, including outside the White House in Washington. People waved Biden signs from balconies and banged pots and pans. President Donald Trump has refused to concede the election, threatening further legal action on ballot counting. Departing from long-standing Democratic tradition and signaling a potentially turbulent transfer of power, he issued a combative statement while he was playing golf at one of his golf resorts in Virginia. It said his campaign would take unspecified legal actions and that he would not rest until the American people have the honest vote count they deserve and that democracy demands. The president, in reality, fell short of the number of electoral votes needed for re-election, with the results from Pennsylvania pushing the challenger over the 270-count threshold